From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Forces battling the Islamic State group in northern Iraq cut off the jihadists' last supply line from Mosul to Syria on Wednesday, trapping them in the city. Comes a day after the last major bridge over the Tigris in Mosul was bombed by the U.S.-led coalition against the IS. At least 9 people were killed and 7 others wounded in cross-border fire, which hit a Pakistani bus in the disputed Kashmir region Wednesday, according to officials. It's the latest in the deadly skirmish between India and Pakistan. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will be named Wednesday as a U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's choice to serve as the country's ambassador to the United Nations. Jason Miller is with the Trump transition team.
President-elect announced his intent to nominate South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley as the United States permanent representative to the UN. Governor Haley is one of the most universally respected governors in the country, someone who's done a fantastic job of leading South Carolina. As the president-elect noted in his statement, he praised Governor Haley as a proven deal maker.
The 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants, Nikki Haley, is serving her second term as governor, but has no foreign policy experience. Cambodia's UN-backed court upheld life sentences for 2 top former Khmer Rouge leaders Wednesday for crimes against humanity in a verdict welcomed by survivors of the brutal regime. Brother number 2, Nguyen Chia, who's 90 years of age, and the ex-head of state, Khieu Samphan, 85, were the first top leaders to be jailed in 2014 from a regime responsible for the deaths of up to 2 million Cambodians from 1975 to 1979. This is VOA News.